For more on this, we turn now to Katie Oh. She's a senior Asian specialist at the Institute for Defense Analyses. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
First, what we're really witnessing here is the end of a dynasty. I want you to take us to the beginning. Who is Park Geun-hye and where did she come from?
She's the first daughter of one of the previous Korean presidents named Park Jung-hee, who was the godfather of the Korean economic miracle. He was a military general who became the very strong Korean president starting 1963, and he was brutally assassinated by his own hand-picked director of the Korean CIA. Before the Park's assassination in 1979, her mother was also killed by pro-North Korean Korean-Japanese in 1974.
So this is the daughter of not just any president of South Korea, but Park Chung-hee was seen as someone who really revolutionized the South Korean economy.
That's correct. In 1963, the World Bank assessment of the Korean GDP is $65 per head, per capita income. Hmm. It was lower than Somalia. And today, Korea is over 35,000. And Park was revered and respected, at the same time was feared, because at the end of his rule, he became a dictator.
Well, I assume that his daughter, Park Geun-hye, must have grown up with everyone in the country knowing who she was and that she was the daughter of these two famous victims of assassinations.
Yes, somebody jokes about maybe Korean family, Kennedy family, something like that. But she grew up under that bloody impression, and then she wanted to clean up all those bad reputations of father and try to rule the government with a clean, honest governance, but she failed it. So in a sense, I feel very tragic about her.
Yeah. How do you understand her failure in that regard, her failure to avoid corruption in office?
I think psychologically she was wounded, so her scope of trust among her cabinet members and advisors was very limited.
And she placed her trust in the wrong people, you're saying?
I think so. I think if she was a much more open communicator and trusting, she maybe avoided all this problem, but she relied on one this very powerful woman who was peddling the influence to create this problem.
And when you speak of the mess that this woman from the Che family, Che Soon-sil.
Yes, and this Miss Che was the one who abused the authority and power, collected the bribery, used for own goods. More than anything else, she's not a civil servant, she's not a government member, and President gave her a full authority to do anything. That's the reason why Park was impeached.
Is the notion of corruption at the highest levels of the South Korean government shocking to South Koreans? Do they assume this goes on? Do they assume there's lots of money changing hands between politicians and wealthy interests? Or was this considered something that was utterly unforeseen?
This goes a little bit deeper. That's the reason why the Park is ending her father's legacy in a bitter way. It means basically President Park, when he made economic miracle, he began to so-called developmental stage planning. It means basically government in charge, but private corporations do the work. So when the private business is bringing the money, they get the benefits of tax exemption and all these things. But at the same time, when President Park needed some special projects, they provided the funding. So in a sense that why Samsung's vice chairman is in prison right now is because he did not bribe it. But when this Miss Che approached the Samsung, my daughter needs a horse or my foundation needs money. How much you can give? Samsung maybe didn't think twice. They just gave a huge amount of money. And this is exactly the linkage that has to be severed. And I think since the Constitutional Court, all of the members, 8, unanimously voted against the Park. I think this is the beginning of a new era.
Katie Oh of the Institute for Defense Analyses, thank you very much.
Okay.